Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
All right, 1380 WPHM, is it time to bring the film tax credit back to Michigan? Some are saying yes, it's long overdue. Joining us right now, David Haddad, the owner of Haddad's. His company helps make movies, essentially. David, thanks for joining us. Tell us a bit about your company.
Well, thanks for the question, and thanks for allowing me to be here. So I'm an equipment vendor. The first movie that we ever rented on was in 1982 on Flashdance in Pittsburgh. And here we are 40 years later with 4,000 movies under our belts. I have a company that rents makeup trailers and wardrobe trailers and cash trailers. And the way it works in my world is we bid the job with the studios. And then when they shoot a movie in Michigan, they hire the Michigan Teamsters, the labor to operate it in New York, the New York and Miami and so and so. So we are a landowner and have employees in Michigan that we were here in the previous tenure of filmmaking. And I found Michigan to be everything that we need to make movies in. The work ethic of the people in Michigan is similar to Pennsylvania, my home state, in Ohio and Illinois. And I have written a check this year for $10,000. I probably have spent close to $80,000 in the last 3 years because I just find it annoying. Such a rich and amazing state with good people, amazing demographics. And I mean this. This is authentic. It's like, how could they be missing out on something that 38 other states are doing? So that's why I'm involved.
That $10,000 check that goes to the Michigan Film Industry Association, an organization that is trying to bring more film production back to Michigan. I want you to talk a little bit more about what makes Michigan such a great environment for making films.
Well, your state is 600 miles north to south. And you have the UP, obviously, with the lake. So you have, from an art perspective, you have a wide variety of locations to shoot at. Your workforce is depleted because we no longer have film work in your state. Most of the people who learned their craft in your state have left to go to other states. And you have an incredible quality of life living there. And in these difficult times and divisive times, people want to live where it's safe. People want to live, I would say, to live free in a way, not to be cliche. And Michigan is one of those incredible states with your lakes. It's heavy on institutions, heavy on medical. Obviously, it's leader of the world in the car making area. Ask me more questions.
Well, when we were making movies here in Michigan 10 years ago or so, it was largely because of a film tax credit. In other words, movie producers would get a tax break for shooting movies here in Michigan. That went away because the legislature just couldn't justify that tax credit. What would you say to a legislator that says, there's no money in it? What do we get in return if we give you a big tax break?
You know, that's as they say, that's a good question. So the main question you may get is, you know, if we spend $50 million or $75 million in taxes, that we're not going to get back $50 million or $75 million in taxes. And I would say to them, you're absolutely correct. Every state incentive program, whether it's solar or cars or medical, whatever it is, you're never going to get back the tax money. So it's standard in accounting industry to use a multiplier, which varies state to state. So depending on what state it is, it could be $1.07, it could be $2, it could be $4. The trick of designing the program is to maximize an ROI. And what we've done, my counterpart, Brian Kelly and his team, is they've analyzed the programs in the state of Illinois, which is on fire, Ohio and Pennsylvania, which market-wise would be our comparable states to compete with. Mm-hmm. And they wrote the program so that it's two-tiered in labor incentive to make it heavier to get more money back from the state if you hire local. Now, I'm sure you're aware of the billions of dollars that all states all states have taken on with COVID, the reality is an incentive program like this, the magic, if there is magic in a program, is the production companies and the studios have to spend their money up front. And then they shoot the movie, they put sound and mix, they edit it, and they put in their receipts, so to speak, and they get audited by the state. They don't get paid back till 2.5 years later.
Right.
So let's use our budget money now to shore up the schools and the highways and the roads. And at the same time, let's infuse money into the economy and get jobs going ASAP. That's why it's a good fit for right now.
And I'm just going to play devil's advocate because this is the argument that I hear against that is, well, what kind of jobs? These are temporary jobs. You might be here for 6 weeks shooting a movie. That's a 6 week long job. We want permanent jobs. We want factory jobs.
Well, that's a fair question. So the movie industry is manufacturing. We manufacture film all over the United States and the world. So we don't manufacture the film necessarily in a building. So if a guy's working on a job, a guy or gal is working on a job for 12 to 14 weeks and he's working on three jobs, then he's at 45, 50 weeks a year. So the incentive has to be designed so that you do get 40 to 50 weeks of work for the workers. Now, if the film credit were somehow $5 million or $10 million, it would just be too low. It would be wasting taxpayers' money. It's got to be in that $75 to $125 million range to monetize the investment.
Yeah.
Ask me questions. I love talking about film incentives.
They are
so cool.
I always feel like there's this intangible, too, where I remember a few years ago seeing Mark Wahlberg on The Tonight Show talking about what a great time he had shooting Transformers in Detroit, and I thought, you can't buy that kind of PR.
Well, not only that PR, but Mark Wahlberg, for example, and it's funny you brought him up because it was a good lead, thank you very much. he comes back to Michigan. He goes and visits the Townsend, and he's put up businesses, restaurants, because he's enthralled, as I am, with the whole culture and demographics of the state. So he's an example that something that's not measured. I bought a building. I had at one time 4 employees. How do you measure that, right? How do you measure the trickle down? And I don't know that anyone in any state or any government has been able to precision articulate that return. And then the Michigan crew base that learned their craft, right? Jobs, 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 from the original program in 2008, 9, 10. They're all working in other states. They're working in Georgia, in Massachusetts. These are people I know that I got to know, and they continued their career, and they had to leave the state. And some of them kept their residence in Michigan. So now, in the best case scenario, you've developed a work crew that travels the world, at least the United States, and their monies come back to the state. How do you calculate that ROI, right? So
right.
It's difficult, you know. Now, there are 30 other states that have a very active program, and there are countries that have a program. Now, when we compete against Canada, the city and the province and the federal government issue film credits in addition to the exchange rate. So our partners in North America, Canada is very, very active, Vancouver, Toronto, and Montreal, as are other countries. Right now, Australia has an aggressive program, a rebate. So, yeah, if we want filming in our state, and we do, if we want filming in our state, we have to provide incentive, but we want to calculate it with the maximum ROI. Every time a location for Michigan is on film, it's in there for perpetuity. Every time you watch that movie, they're going to see Michigan, and that's going to draw tourism.
What's your level of optimism about the film tax credits being reinstated here in Michigan?
Well, I'm a half full guy. We certainly have some divisiveness within the three institutions in your state, and I have to tell you, I feel this is we know it's a bipartisan issue. We've got D's and R's in House and Senate that we've been talking to about it. I think it's going to be the centerpiece of bringing the governor and the Senate and the House all together, rallying around this and change the demeanor of the politics in the state for more positive energy. Boy, which is what we need, positive energy.
Absolutely, definitely could use that. That would be exciting in and of itself. David, pleasure talking with you this morning. Appreciate it. By the way, if people want to know more about the Michigan Film Industry Association, about the film tax credits, where can they go for more information?
They can go online and talk in Michigan Film Industry Association. Lori Rashar is the owner of Edge, and it's the company that we hire to do our administrative work based in Lansing. And they can chat with them anytime, or they can email me at hadads@hadadsinc.com, and we'll forward it into them.
David, by the way, how are movies even getting made right now with COVID?
So the positivity rate right now in the film industry is less than 1%. That means, because what the production companies, the Netflix, the streaming companies, which are 9 months to a year behind in creating content, right? We have this amazing demand to create this manufacturing of film. So they have come up with these systems with bubbles, A, B, and C, or red, yellow, green. And in these bubbles, people are getting tested 3 and 5 days a week and 3 days a week and 1 day a week, depending on how close you are. And they have devised a very, very successful system that I think the rest of the manufacturing industry will eventually duplicate, you know, as we race towards the variant and the vaccinations, you know, what will happen in the month of May and June. So we're doing really, really well. If someone were to test positive, they're off for 10 days, and another person fills in their slot. Obviously, during the dynamic of the filmmaking, you can't have your actors in front of the camera get sick because you shut down. So there's a focus. We did a movie, a Netflix movie in Massachusetts called Don't Look Up, and it starred Meryl Streep and Jennifer Lawrence, and it's an Adam McKay movie, and Leonardo, and they didn't shut down 1 day because of COVID.
Wow.
That's aggressive work by the society itself, by the film crew in the state of Mass, in addition to Netflix commitment to keeping the crew safe, in addition to the actors. So we have some real, you know, low profile, of course, success stories and bringing film, of course, into Michigan, that'll be duplicated, where we can get people working safely.
That is really impressive. That's amazing stuff. That's fantastic. David, I really appreciate it. Thanks for the time today.
All right. Good luck, sir.
All right.
Stay safe.
Thanks.
Wear a mask.
I always do. Take care. All right. Bye-bye. All right, 1380 WPHM, David Haddad, really interesting company that he owns, basically works in film production, wants to bring film production back to Michigan and is working on that with the Michigan Film Industry Association.